How do you do? I'm so glad you could come. I hope you had a pleasant journey.
Now, Costa, nice Costa. Now, do you remember what you have to say after our guest has thanked you for the watch?
Yes, sir. I hope you will wear it in your next film.
That's right. Now, be sure you get it right.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're very proud to have in our midst a very distinguished film star who has graciously consented to declare our newly decorated country club well and truly laid. Thank you very much.
Here, here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Patricia Roth.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, I'm thrilled to be here and overwhelmed by the hospitality and friendliness which has been shown to me. Your driver, who met me at the station with his nice moustache, has been kindness itself. And he very thoughtfully asked for my telephone number in case he could be of assistance to me at any time. And I must say that the way he helped me into the wagon was more than friendly. He even apologized on the way here when the horse ran out of hay and I had to be let loose in the field for half an hour. However, it was a very, very enjoyable journey, though I must confess it's nice to have my feet on terra firma again. Oh, oh!
Are you all right, Miss Roth?
Yes, that's all right. I'll carry on down here.
Good.
Oh, so, ladies and gentlemen, I have much pleasure in declaring the country club well and truly open.
Costa.
What is it, sir?
Watch.
I am watching.
No, no, Costa, the watch.
Oh, yes, sir. Miss Roke, I was so happy when I learnt that I had been detailed to make the presentation to you. We had a whip round, and with the proceeds, were lucky enough to pick up this genuine Swiss-type timepiece at Chivett and Sampson's closing down sale. Please accept it with our heart-burning recriminations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Costa. What a delightful moustache you have.
I hope you will wear it in your next film.
That was beautifully done, Miss Rock. And now we'd like you to meet the mayor of Much Binding, Councillor Blake the Sexton.
And how do you do, Mr. Blake? I hope you are well.
Oh,
I'm very glad to hear it. And, tell me, what is your favorite film?
Birth of a Nation.
Now then, Miss Rock, we must get you away now, otherwise you'll be surrounded by autograph hunters. And incidentally, would you just sign this one for my nephew? And if you would just put to Stapleton.
Oh, but of course.
Oh, thank you so much. I suppose I couldn't persuade you just to do one more for his
now
little...
You mustn't worry, Miss Rock. We must get on with the concert. Ladies and gentlemen, our managing director, Mr. Horn, has a new song which he's composed specially for this occasion. Mr. Horn.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. This little song, ladies and gentlemen, is all about the sea and the very, very merry life that the sailors have on it. So thank you, Ralph.
Oh, a sailor's life is on the sea and he has a jolly time, oh. A sailor's life is on the sea and he has a jolly time, oh. A woman had been waiting for nearly 13 years to welcome home her sailor man. Through laughter and through tears. And one day through the mist and fog, his ship it hove in view. And she was so excited that she nearly hove in two. The men whose job it was to do it put the gangplank in position from the old tramp steamer. The crew filed off one by one until only the captain and one riveter remained on board doing the job of a lap trimmer. No sign of George Crabtree, which was the name of the woman's husband, her joy and pride. Elsie, the wife, stood leaning against the bollard by the quayside, and with tears in her eyes she cried, "He is not there. He is not there." But Suddenly, a grimy little figure appeared with a parrot on his shoulder with 3 years' growth of beard. He embraced his wife on the spot. He whispered softly in her ear, "This only goes to prove that a sailor's life is on the sea, and he has a jolly time, oh, a sailor's life is on the sea." The company's hard toilet! Major, that's all.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, all romantic songs seem to be about soldiers or sailors, but I've been encouraged by the Public Relations Department of the Steel Board to sing my latest composition. Thank you, Alfred. You can sing about your soldiers, you can sing about your sailors, you can sing about the mighty rolling sea. You can sing about your frigates and your schooners and your whalers, but there's only one life for me. I long to be an oxyacetylene welder, welding across the blue. There's no life like the oxyacetylene welders, and welders, he know that's true. When I'm a welder, I always do my best. Just give me a little bit of oxyacetylene, I'll do the rest. And with my physiotherapist, my dreams will all come true. And she'll say, "Oxyacetylene welder, I love you, old Kennedy." I long to be an oxyacetylene welder, welding across the blue. There's no light like the oxyacetylene welders, and welders, we know that's true. When I'm welding, I'll weld with all my might. Just give me a little bit of oxyacetylene, I'll be all right. And with my physiotherapist, my dreams will all come true. And she'll say, "Oxyacetylene welder, I..." Thank you, Michelle. Did you like those songs?
Oh, very nice indeed. But is that the end?
Well, as this is a very special occasion, we did think of trying to sandwich in a little song that goes something like this. And much, I think it's much, the BBC has issued an instruction. And much, I think it's much, Daddy Ann.
A pantomime must be our next production.
We're doing Cinderella, and it's sure to be a slip.
We've got the whole thing fastened up, we'll never lose our grip.
The Costa's playing buttons, and Patricia rocks a zip.
At much, finding in the march. At much, finding in the march.
Our silent films are always an attraction.
At much, finding in the march. Our pianist suits the music to the action.
It means everyone should move.
The horses are in view.
And when you hear,
the film is coming too. At much, finding in the march. At much, finding in the march.
Although we're satisfied with our position.
At much, finding in the march. To be a film star is our great ambition.
As actors, we've got everything the others haven't got.
Let's ask Patricia Rock if she could fix us in a shot.
I'll send for my director and he'll shoot you on the spot.
At much, finding in the marsh, last verse. At much, finding in the marsh.
The opening of the club has been a riot. Tiddly-pom-pom.
At much, finding in the marsh. We simply couldn't keep the people quiet.
We thought we'd break a bottle of champagne on Costa's head,
but couldn't quite afford the price, and so we used instead
a bottle of tomato juice, and my was his face red.
As much, binding in the marsh.
Thanks, Patricia.
Much, binding in the marsh.
Here's a posy.
As much, binding in the marsh. Thank you.
Lining in the Mask, with Richard Murdoch, Kenneth Horne, Sam Costa, Helen Hill, Morris Denham, Barbara Valerie, and their guest, Patricia Ross. The Augmented Dance Orchestra was conducted by Stanley Black, script by Richard Murdoch and Kenneth Horne, produced by Leslie Britton.
This program was originally broadcast to home listeners of the BBC.